So we work on Paul Noble Truth. Last Sunday, we work on cessation of suffering. Am I correct or I forgot? So therefore, we're going to work on one of the Paul Noble Truths. Nobles are not so noble unless it's mean to us something. Unless it's special for us. Then it becomes noble truth. Truth is also interesting concept. Truth is not so truth, but truth is an individual truth. Is individual truth. And some people say, there is a universal truth, and then there is individual truth. Many individual truths, it is a truth for him or for her, but it is not so truth when you look at an ultimate point of view. Almost what they call truth is sometimes they do not have validities. They do not have reality entity. That's the word. They do not have ultimate entity. But as long as we are bound by duality, dualistic mind, and a belief in something is not real, but we believe that's real, then for them, individual, they all have a truth. Those truths are truth on their mind, does not necessarily mean ultimately they are correct or the right, if you understand what I'm talking about. So anyway, let's go back to the subject matter here. Truth of path, the truth of cessation we went, truth of path, we're going to talk about truth of path, and truth of cause of suffering, and truth of suffering. Maybe we go back to number one. Since we talked last time, cessation of suffering, we talked on that Sunday. So today we're going to talk truth of suffering. Although most sentient beings are unaware of it from moment to moment, they are almost always mired in suffering, M-I-R-E-D, mired in suffering of some form or another. In other words, Buddha mentioned in a sutra, no sentient being is free from suffering. No living beings are free from suffering. However, size of the suffering and different. Size of the suffering is different. Kind of suffering is different. And that is a part of the reason 84 conflicting negative emotions has antidote for 84 antidotes, 84,000 antidotes designed by Lord Buddha. So idea here is everything included in that range. That not that saying that each person has 84,000 conflicting emotions, but these are different types of 84,000 distributed and among all living beings. And some living beings have more conflicting emotions or negative emotions than others because dominated by certain negative emotions more than others. that is there. But no one is free from negative emotions. Because the Pontifical Mentor teaching says if you don't have any negative emotions to born with, you shouldn't be born in samsara. It's a wrong realm. It's a wrong place to go. You should be born in a Buddha realm or the realms or somewhere. Maybe there is no suffering. That's where you should go, not here. As soon as you born in a samsara, this particular realm, then your title, you have potential, all these negative emotions. My understanding is negative emotion is how much we exercise and that much increases. So if you are very good at exercising or practicing negative emotions entire your life, you're pretty good in that area. Let's say if you are always depressed and you don't know what the depression is until you try to do it, try to connect it, and then you feel like maybe a few minutes that you are successful practicing depression. Depression, next time you do, you can do even better. It's a few more minutes. Then you can bring into whole hour and then whole day. And then some sentient beings experiencing depression pretty much day and night. And they live in a depression and they walk and they talk in a depression. So depression is, sad, low self-esteem, very negative projection towards everything and anything. Even if it's a wonderful thing happening in front of you, you already decided to projecting negative, so you make them all negative and everything go with negative. You can have a good health, negative. You can have a good family, negative. You can have a money, no problem. Good job, no problem. Still, you experience a depression because you decide to do it that way anyway. So you're doing it. You are very successful doing it that. Not I'm talking about this particular small group, the other group. Because if I say this group, maybe some fly eggs and apples, bananas maybe on my head. So, suffering of some form or another. Therefore, since we are not free from suffering, we all can use Dharma practice. And a Dharma practice is something educate us how to deal with that negative emotions for ourselves and how to deal with the negative emotions others, how to deal with it. So Dharma educate us and make us understand, and this case, the truth of suffering, of ours, truth of suffering of others, we really understand deeper level. And that's because of the Dharma. So, there are suffering related to a material wealth. Material wealth, suffering. Yes, those who are open the door or turn off that. Incense put outside. Open the door. Put the incense outside. Smoke. Open the windows. open the windows. Or at least one window or two windows, one side, a little bit open, that will help. Not too much open, because then we will be a lot of wind. Little, that helps. Little crack is a help. That's it. See, it's stuck. Fuego. See, words came out from nowhere. Material wealth. We're talking about material wealth. I understand people are suffering because they don't have. But that's not only picture. People have lots. They are also suffering from material too. It's called yoba yoba donga. If you have more, you want more. Therefore, it does not really help you are not suffering from material. More you have, you want more. Because what you have is very little. Solo un poco. It's just very little. And you try to protect that yourself, of course. So material is never be. Yoba donga. If you have, and then some have material, but they have different types of suffering. Not able to keep it because realizing everybody need their cut. So even if it's a family or even if it's somebody, there is a lot of people eye on it. So you can't really hide. Sooner or later, you have to share them. And you're not voluntarily, more like lose control. You have a lot of suffering. The more richer you are, according to Buddha point of view, more richer you are, the more suffering, more stress comes with that. But you can enjoy material same time, but that does not mean you don't have suffering out of the material. So, material is a funny thing. Did you know that humans are supposed to enjoy material by means what they like to do, traveling, eating, sharing, be generous. But the problem is humans, many, many human beings are become slave by dollar. Slave by dollar means Money. It's a day and night kind of thing. It's from childhood to the adult. Money. I wish your Dharma practice is that good. As much as you're thinking about the money. Believe me, there are some people think Dharma more than money. So, The traffic here is a material wealth. Material is, I have no problem with the material. If I have a lot of material, I don't have any problem. But do I really worry? Do I really crazy about material day and night? Not really. Although, when you pay the bill, I do feel like, oh, how I can pay this? Yes, I feel that. But material, if you reach, is not the problem if you are not slave for the material. You can use the material as by means and then help those who need it and enjoy your life. The more you enjoy your material and be able to distribute it more, the more material is supposed to be fall into your hand. That's because you're investigating, investing your material, giving and sharing. And then also there is your well or your hands are empty, therefore you can get more. But if your hands are occupied, the whole thing like this, and your hands are closed like this, you can't grab anything. Even there's some flying precious object in front of you, you can't grab them because your hand is busy. So it's available, you can grab one of them and then fall into you. So this is a material. Those who don't have suffering, those have a lot of their suffering. Fact is about the suffering, and there is no one not suffering. So Dharma teach contentment. Dharma teach you take it easy. Dharma teach you be happy with what you have. Dharma teach you you reach, it's no problem, but don't become slave for material. Dharma teach you if you are poor, happy with what you have. Dharma teach you, it educate you, and you learn from Dharma. Material wealth, physical health. Physical health is also very important, although no one is a perfect, including Lama D. Dorje's health. The Lama D. Dorje, health is, he may be a great teacher, does not mean his body not get sick. His body is still just like your body. Is made out of elements, and the elements do get sick when they are not balanced, when they are not really balanced. So physical health. Some people have a wonderful physical health, or at least we can, for the least we can say, very healthy person does not mean they don't get sick future, but that means right now, for a moment, they are very healthy. And in some degree. And everybody has issue of health, especially when you are a little bit older. Then health issue will be another Dharma practice, another practice that comes in your mind more than you can think, more than we can imagine. So, why I'm talking about health here? Enjoy when you have a good health. Enjoy today. That your health may be not perfect, but at least for the speaking, you are managed to come here, listen Dharma, and enjoy food that you like to eat. Enjoy the air that you breathe. You should be very thankful. You should be very happy for today that you're all here. That's good health. Instead of thinking about, oh, I'm going to get sick, or my problem is going to be increased. Who knows another problem might come. It's true that one problem brings another problem. One sickness brings multiple sickness. Something wrong on the head, while they're trading on the head, there goes with their feet. Their feet, they're trading or working, there goes their back. It's true that if one problem brings lots of friends, lot of other friends, they will. And unfortunate things happen in one person's life, they bring few more unfortunate friends. So you're dealing with not only one problem, 3, 4, 5, you know, numbers goes on and on. All problems you have to deal. And that will overwhelm you. That will really stress out. That will be very difficult to deal with it. I understand that. But I'm talking about just target one at a time and work with one at a time. And if you work one at a time, you can accomplish something. So, after all, we all here and meditating, we need to appreciate moment to moment. Realize when we reach in a 60, 50, 60, 70, 80, I don't know we have anybody like that age here, but when we hit that, if you get sick, you can always say, maybe it's a time for me to go. Because world might need a little space. That's my joke. So we occupy a particular house. When I'm gone, there will be new tenants. Definitely somebody will clean up. Maybe they paint new. But anyway, they will come in. That's how we give new space. It's a truth. It's a fact. The truth is a fact. So it's not only a bad thing when you're ready to go, because you notice it yourself, you're getting a little bit old, your health. And you notice, you're not so, the word I use, attractive. Is that word attractive? Is that word? Attractive means, ooh, kind of thing. Like you just, ooh, ooh, like lots of, ooh, is this a dream or real? What's going on? Like that, that's what I call attractive. And when you're not so attractive, then you know it's a time for Dharma practice. It's a time for Dharma practice, realizing this aging thing is not in your control. I mean, you can put anything you want to put on your skin, but none of them is going to be perfect at all. All you did is hundreds and hundreds of dollar waste. They're all sitting on the counter there. So a little bit joke. But anyway, nothing can really stop. But prevention, health prevention, I do believe yoga, tai chi, and walking, swimming, all of those contribute the health, really contributes. I'm a believer. The reason I'm a believer is because lately I was walking in the water and exercising in the water and a little bit swimming in the water. And my pain really helps that and I notice that. So I'm a believer of health conscientious. We all need to be health conscientious. Young and old both. Because sometimes younger ones, they think they're young, but they also, the word that I use is ignore their health and mistreat their health. Mistreat means what you put in and what you do with your schedule day to day. That's mistreat means mistreat. You punish your body. That's not very good. That's not wise if you are even young. So you need to be health conscientious. Even you are young, remember causes and obstacles and causes conditions of health problem is beyond numbers. There's many, many reasons your health gets sick. So you have to be cautious and you have to be health conscientious, even you're young. Now, the older, when you're reaching older, when you notice that you are no longer handsome and beautiful, and you do scared to look at the mirror, you do scared. I mean, you can scare outside one thing. You scare yourself to look at your face. That's really not too good. You scare yourself. That's not too good. That's the time Dharma practice kicks in. So you need to have a dharma schedule practice in your life, in general, and particularly those who really see that clearly, then they should engage in a dharma practice. Dharma practice will educate you and understand process of aging and the process of sickness. The process of sickness, how we get more fragile as we get more and more older. I mean, digestion is the other thing, problem. And also the durability of a structure of our bone is a different thing. And the mental clearness is also different. That as we process, there was a 1, 2, 3, 4 different things. Each part, we really moving. As we get older and older, we have become more fragile. Is the word fragile?
Fragile.
Fragile. Very weak. Yeah, baby. Weak, very weak. So we need to be careful for physical health. So I recommend any exercise you need. And if your physical is a sicky, you should, in conjunction, means you should bring meditation and practice of Tonglen, practice of Bodhicitta in your life. And a good way to deal with pain, good way to deal with aging also. So physical health and psychological, emotional fluctuation. I'm on the page 17, and if you have a book of stillness inside, emptiness, great writer, because Lama D. Dorje, and good Lama, good information, should read and buy this book if your budget permits you. Okay, so next is a psychological emotional pollution. Psychological, emotional, psychological, some psychologically they are stricter, more crazy than others. But you're looking for somebody not crazy. It takes a tremendous good luck. Especially you have to meet like Buddha, somebody Bodhisattva. Otherwise, you're going to be disappointed because everybody is a little crazy. But then some are much more crazy than others. Those are the ones that we can't deal with because difficult to deal with because it's a different type of craziness than your craziness. If you agree with me, we have that too. So crazy means they are absolutely crazy from crazy. That's what I'm talking about. It's not just normal craziness. That the normal craziness is still, they're crazy, but they can relate with each other more or less. But the crazy ones, you can't relate with, you can't argue them, you can't debate them. You know, that's kind of craziness. Dharma is the only solution. Dharma, blessings and transmissions of Dharma, can wake and beat them and then wake them up. And when she or he wake up, it's normal crazy. It's not crazy anymore. It's a normal crazy. Now we can work because the normal crazy is what everybody used to and work more. Related that. So now we can work on that person better. So only that is the blessings and transmissions of the Dharma need to merge into that person's mind with the using of very good Lama, good Guru.
I'm not saying I'm good. If I say that, that's egomaniac. But I'm talking about good gurus. There are some good gurus, if you find. So, psychological, emotional, negative emotional flirtation. Negative emotional is dharma, meditation, purification, intensive practice in Buddhism. It's the only antidote. It's the only way you can understand what's going on, your negative emotions. Excessive anger, excessive desire, attachment, excessive anger, jealous, excessive negative, let's say, ignorance, not knowing right from wrong, choosing wrong one all the time. Not very wise. So how are you going to ever to figure out that? Is learn through dharma. Learn through dharma. So dharma comes, and from dharma you may ever to deal with the negative emotions. Even purification sounds wonderful. Negative emotions need to be purified. So you will say, how I'm going to do that? Again, you need a dharma. You need instructions. You need to learn how to do that. Purification practice. Buddha says in a sutra, there is no negative emotions, there is no bad karmas that cannot be removed. He said, I did. I removed. Milarepa was one of the great enlightened beings, or at least he can fly from mountain to mountain, or he can read everybody's mind without going anybody's home, checking. And he can go in and out in the wall of the rocks and cave. He also say, there is no negative karma, you cannot deal with it. You cannot purify. Everything is a... If there is a problem, there is a solution. If there is an evil, there is also good. If there is a bad, such called bad, there is such called good. If there is a such called up, there is a such called down. If cannot have only down without up, cannot have without up without down. It's all, they are interdependent coexistence. So all the problems, negative emotions, they do have a solution. They do have antidote. The problem is most people can't find the solution, and they all find the problem. And they're dealing with the problem entire their life, but they don't find the solution. But there are some find the solution. And some find a few solutions. Others find more solutions. That's the difference between beginner practitioners, advanced practitioners, difference between that two. So negative karma can be removed, as I say. In fact, many of the things that we believe are source of happiness for us actually only serves to penetrate our suffering. That means what unenlightened beings think this is happiness. Therefore, I need to make more of this. What you don't realize is a source of suffering. Do you get that message? Source of suffering is what you're making more. You are complaining about the problem, but you're creating problem more every day. And you are not happy with the problems, but you're creating more problem that you pay. You suffer yourself. You're doing more of that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's exactly this book is talking about here. And it's according to sutra. It's not somebody matter of. If I can matter of like that, then I will be pretty good. So in fact, many of things that we believe are source of happiness for us actually only serve to perpetuate our suffering. The most obvious example of suffering in the human realm is that of physical suffering. Many people are sick, defigured. You know the word defigured? Disfigured is, we are lucky because people, all of here, the people we are, some are us a little round than others. But basically, we are none of is a defigured. What was the word? Disfigured. So lucky because many human beings are born in a way of problems. So the society don't really welcome them much. Don't want to be too close friend with them. They figured with somebody have a, by birth they are disfigured like that. So that's other thing we should be thankful that our package came out more or less good. Don't worry about some people have longer legs and other people have shorter legs. I'm not worried about that, but that's too detailed. If you know what I mean. So, for most obvious example of suffering in the human realm is that of physical suffering. Many people are sick, disfigured, maimed, and pain. It is easy for us to see these type of suffering, say to ourselves. They know the suffering of themselves. They don't want to be special child at all. They want to be normal. And they will tell mother, they will tell their grandma, say, I want normal, not special child. When they born. I am lucky. I don't have any of those types of suffering. However, as human beings, we all suffer the experience of birth, old age, sickness, and death. We may not be dealing with the direct experience of suffering that those poor occasions inspired every day of our lives. However, we spent a significant amount of time living in a fear of experience of physical suffering. What if I get sick? Can you imagine that I can't talk? It will be a difficult situation. And can you imagine that you cannot walk from today? What's your plan for that? There is many things we can thankful who we are, what we are, and lucky, be thankful for every day that we are functioning more or less. Maso menos. Or maybe you say temprano or tarde. Tarde, yeah. Later or early? Early or later, okay. We spend even more time, energy, either entertaining suffering or attempting to avoid it. Entertaining suffering means that we give physical suffering time and energy. We can do this by attempting to recuperate from sickness, going to the doctor, resting, taking medicine, helping a sick person
who is near and dear to us to get well, dealing that the person's death extra. So many of us, including me, when we have to take a lot of pills and when we have to deal with a lot of doctors, and it's not like we have choice. It's like no choice in a way. No choice. You do it unless you want to not get better. So you feel like you need to get better. And you have desire to get better. And next thing is you deal with the many doctors. And then you are dealing with a lot of pills. And that shows that how vulnerable, vulnerable, which word is? Vulnerable means you're, how fragile, vulnerable you are. So, we're dealing with those of you with the doctor and the medicine. I don't have to talk. You know how difficult and how stress and how difficult deal with all of that. But that's a health issue. Try to get better and hoping you get better. And not knowing the wear and tear takes place as we get more mileage. No, I'm not talking about mileage for your car, mileage our body. More mileage we get, and the food we eat, and the digestion, they have mileage. And also health things we do, there's a mileage price on it. Everything they have price tag on it, that it takes some money. You have to pay for it. And it's a mileage, kind of like mileage, running out, a lot of mileage. So not knowing that, that suffering will be multiple. Suffering will be multiple, but knowing Buddha Dharma give us understanding how to deal with those issues skillfully and reduce anxiety, suffering means your mileage goes slowly. Your mileage will not add too fast because you are more meditating. You are dealing with it very skillfully. Health conscientious. Therefore, mileage that lasts a little bit longer. So, again, Dharma, meditation practice. Extra. Also, we can spend much time in a gym, spend money and persevering, okay, measures and even plastic surgery. Why I'm saying that here? Plastic surgery. To try to slow down. I have maybe secretary, and down, stop sickness, old age, and death. There is a great suffering in a relationship to the material wants and needs. Again, did you know there are people who have liked to do the plastic surgery and something, major health surgery, but they don't have a dinero. They don't have money. And they are suffering. And they have to borrow them, and then they have to also pay back. There's a lot of problem with that. And then sometimes you do one surgery, then you have to surgery more often. So how many times a surgery you have to do? That much money, you should be traveling around the world in joy. That's me. I will, instead of a surgery for the something, plastic surgery or something, I think I will trade some cream, then maybe traveling around, eat good food and vacation rather than believe in the surgery, the plastic thing. Because one part of your body look like 20-year-old, but the other part look like 80. So I can't relate with that. So that's the problem. So they say that you can iron them or whatever. Really, it's not too good idea. Iron them. You know, iron cloth wrinkle? You iron them?
So they are iron then on your skin. That's an ouch. You know, to me, that's an ouch. See their sufferings as they starved to death and suffer from exposure to the elements because they have no shelter. There is a great suffering in a relationship to the material wants and needs. Again, it is easy to look at the poorest people in the world and see their suffering. So the poorest person, if you look at a little bit, spend a little time with them, even you are a millionaire, or even you have no issue of money because you're not on the street yet. So you can sit in a poorest person who sit next to maybe 1 hour, you will know something. What if you are that person? Isn't it that you should be thankful who you are? And maybe urge you, maybe share a little bit things with that person. How about that? Suffering, strive to death, or suffer from exposure to the elements because they have no shelter. Each winter time, I don't know how many thousands of people died in a globe because of the cold. And I can take that in each summertime in different countries. How many thousands of people died with the heat? And then when you think about that, when you know that number, we feel like, don't we feel like lucky that we don't have to do that? And don't we feel like compassion towards those people who lost their life in the summer, each summer, that many, each winter time, that many? And we are in the United States, America is one of the top, it's almost God realm. And I can say it's a God realm. Not that I'm using my Buddhist experience in a high level, just ordinary human level I'm talking. In many ways, it's God realm. We are hiding in a house room with the two temperatures, one in the winter when it's cold, it heat up, one is the summer, it's hot, we cool. We're hiding there like a termite. Like termite, the white bugs eats wood. Pretty much we're hiding like that and hide out. So we are, in many ways, we have material resources. According to Buddha teaching, that without cause and effect, it's not going to happen with by accident that you're born here or by accident you come here in America. It's a cause and effect brings you. Therefore, that means we really practice a lot of generosity in a previous life to born in this country. Despite of we complain a lot, but remember, human never stop complaining. If they can't find any complaining, they can complain their coffee is not good, their tea is not good. Not bad. I mean, if they can't find it, begin to thinking about something wrong here because you don't even know what's wrong with it when you wake up. So humans that bad. So we are very lucky. That's the point here. And I want you to realize that because we live here in this country, it is God realm. It comes with a lot of good karma. It's not by accident born. And ignorance is a blessing because most people don't know why they're born here. We are not suffering because we, unlike them, have the basic necessities of life. However, even when we have our necessity met, we then suffer from the fear that we might lose those most basic means of survival. Also, we may suffer from desire
because we want more exquisite and luxury things. Each one of us have a desire to get some fancy things. And the supermarket and the mall and the Nordbar mall might find something. I was end up in a shop and I like one jacket and I like one suitcase very much. I touch them, my desire increase and I like this. I touch, I can't find the price less. And then it happened to be one of Dharma students with me. I said, I can't find the price less here. What's wrong with this shop? How I know this price? He slowly spoke my ear, says, those who care about price, they usually don't come in this shop. I realized I was in the wrong shop. I go, okie dokie, let's get out. My desire to get that deflated, it become, it's gone. The shop is still there, by the way. Yeah. Whether they are needed or not, this type of suffering is limitless because no matter how much we have, the craving for more never, never cease. So, why I'm saying that is every one of you or every one of us, we need to tell ourselves, enough is enough. We have a lot of things. If it's a necessary, desperate something, then go get it. But unnecessary shopping, unnecessary desire to, I like to have that and that. Because those windows never stop. There's so many windows that you can see the desirable things. For Buddhist, you control your desire. You practice contentment. Period. That does not mean you can't have good things. You can have good things. But remember, before you buy, is that necessary you have to have? And how long, how often you buy it? How about save that money? How about give them water? Some countries have no water drink. They are human beings. They have to drink water, muddy water from out of the with the bugs on the right. Can you see? If you have to do that, what do you think? So save money and helping. Some students have told me that they're helping Africa here and some there and there. That really make me happy. That's equally practice and dharma. Equally practice and dharma because you sharing your material resource with that. And I like that very much. Oh, it's not going to stop. It's a long, long page. So it's a lot of more there. So I think I stop here. It says, craving for more never cease. We're going to stop there. Because we're going to meditate, time flies. And there's only 6-7 minutes left. So let's meditate to see if you heard anything this morning. See, you can use some of them in your life. See, it's a benefit for your life. And then take it in your heart and practice with or without me. In the home, in the work, and everywhere you practice Buddha Dharma. So Buddha Dharma, more you practice, the blessings and transmission will increase within you. Remember, you all have a Buddha nature, and we all have a basic goodness, Buddha nature. We can do good things, we can do bad things. So I'm here asking all of you, do good things for yourself. And when you do good things for yourself, it's good for everybody around you, including your near and dear ones, and society. Nothing can go wrong. So thank you. Let's meditate. So one of the Kadamba texts mentioned Dunga Tanje Milan Pashatar. Sentient unenlightened beings' sufferings are like in your dream you're the mother. In your dream you're the mother, a child born. And dealing with the child is big deal for you. So your desire, attachment, and also connection with your child is the biggest connection you ever have. It's your child. You're still in a dream and you have child. And the child gets sick and the child dying. So child dying, you're holding, and crying, and no way you can do anything. You can elaborate with the doctors, maybe many doctors are surrounded, and they look at each other, they go like this. All the doctors doing like each other, they look at each other and go like, it's not going to make it, like this they're doing. So what do? Cry. And some reason you wake up with the gong hits outside. You wake up. Oh, where is my child? Where is my dead child? Where is it? Oh, you didn't even have child. You don't have any child. Oh, my God, that's my dream. It was a one heck of a dream. That suffer, I cry. You may even see your face is all wet because you can be crying while you sleep. Okay. Anyway. And so you say, oh, that's a dream. Really, I didn't have a child and nobody died. Why? But that's a bad dream. But I'm glad it was a dream, right? So the Buddha's Bodhisattva is saying, if you learn Dharma properly and your understanding of Dharma increases, then all the sufferings in your life is same example with that dream, child, died, same thing. Because you get point where you say, oh no, that's not suffering. I thought that's suffering. Like that. Is that understandable? Did I explain enough? Okay. That's for this morning. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
And I feel some people here, a lot of suffering. This morning also I feel. So, suffering you're dealing with is also impermanent and temporary. There is a time that goes away. So you need to remember Buddha teachings of Dharma says everything is temporary. That includes your suffering. And that includes your suffering. And life is also temporary. And that includes every phenomena they call external things, internal things, are part of temporary, transitory. Transitory is like bardo. It's there for a period of time, they disappear. They don't know where they came from. They don't know where they disappear. In other words, you are here right now in front of me. We don't know where you come from, reincarnated, from where. And we don't know life before this. And we also don't know life after this. We don't know where you're going to go. It's coming from emptiness, spaciousness. Emptiness is coming. All the causes, conditions come together. They come together. They appeared. They are temporarily here. Then they disappeared. So, in a way, it's good, really. We don't pollute much. We don't take a lot of space because where we come from is emptiness. We disappear in emptiness. Planet Earth itself is a one big body. We manage to damage a lot. And that damage a lot, that will last longer because it's bigger. His life expansion is much longer than you and I life. Planet Earth. 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 Okay. Era. Earth. Terra. Terra. Earth. Thank you very much, everybody.